Members of the Alaska Food Policy Council hosted a town hall meeting in Bethel to gather information they'll use to guide statewide food policy. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Bethel community members gathered around tables at a local cafe to brainstorm ideas about how the food system in the YK Delta could be better.
Break up into two or three small groups and pick one or two different issues.
Subsistence hunting and fishing, along with gardening and farming, were noted as strengths in the YK Delta, while high prices at grocery stores and problems finding places to process and store food were among problems discussed. The Alaska Food Policy Council is an independent statewide advocacy group with a vision for a food-secure, healthy Alaska. Partners include the state of Alaska and nonprofits, among others. AFPC board member Gary Ferguson says one of the council's main goals is to make healthy food more available and affordable.
Alaska is very dependent upon outside food. Over 95% of our food comes from outside of the state of Alaska, so less than 5% is locally grown. And we spend a lot of money on food. We need to look at having more of that money being sourced locally. And also it provides an economic base, you know, it provides jobs, it provides more nutrient dense foods as well.
Food Bank of Alaska officials say that 14% of people are food insecure in the state. In rural Alaska, those numbers are higher. Studies show that in the Bethel census area, nearly 30% of children don't know where their next meal's coming from. Food insecurity is defined as not having enough access to food in socially acceptable ways. Bethel Cooperative Extension Director Leif Albertson participated in the town hall. He says lack of local community processing facilities was a major barrier to food security discussed in his group.
It's hard to have local food because there's so many barriers to processing, sort of hoops you have to jump through, things like commercial kitchens or standards of practice for processing foods that really are cost prohibitive for small producers in rural areas.
Bethel farmer Tim Meyer says many people in his group discussed expanding farming in Bethel as an opportunity.
Well, a local solution would be growing a lot of food. I mean, I think we have the ability to grow a tremendous amount of food. In fact, I think we could grow enough food to feed the majority of the state. We just need to try some different techniques about getting that type of a system going.
Town hall meetings were already held in Nome, Juneau, and Fairbanks. Additional meetings are planned for Anchorage, Palmer, and Homer in the fall. The information gathered at the town hall meetings will be used by the council to inform institutions, organizations, and policymakers. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.